This is how in Book 12, Circe explains the business to Odysseus in Chapman's translation. First to the sirens ye shall come, that taint the minds of all men, whom they can acquaint with their attractions. Whosoever shall, for want of knowledge moved, but hear the call of any siren, he will so despise both wife and children for their sorceries, that never home turns his affection's stream. Nor they take joy in him, nor he in them. The sirens will so soften with their song, shrill and in sensual appetite so strong, his loose affections, that he gives them head. And then observe. They sit amidst a mead, and round about it runs a hedge or wall of dead men's bones, their withered skins and all, hung all along upon it. And these men were such as they had fallen into their fen, and then their skins hung on their hedge of bones. Sail by them, therefore, thy companions beforehand, causing to stop every ear with sweet, soft wax so close that none may hear a note of all their charmings. Yet may you, if you affect it, open ear allow to try their motion. But presume not so to trust your judgment. When your senses go so loose about you, but give straight command to all your men to bind you foot and hand sure to the mast, that you may safer prove how strong an instigation to their love their rapting tunes are. If so much they move, that spite of all your reason, your will stands to be enfranchised, both of feet and hands, charge all your men before to slight your charge, and rest so far from fearing to enlarge, that much more sure they bind you.